I really do think, ladies and gentlemen, this will be a great event to attend. Talking about borderline personality disorder. There may be some problems with regards to relationships. There may be some problems with regards to self-harming behaviors that may even include suicide. Thinking processes that are just not within the norm. Identity issues. Who am I? And it goes beyond the question that most people would ask. Who am I? There are some real issues about this. Intense fears of abandonment. Severe instability when it comes to emotion dysregulation that has ramifications for other areas of life. No need to suffer in silence. No need to suffer unnecessarily. No, if we need help, let's get help. You know, sometimes we have problems with our hearts. And, you know, one of the things that we find is the professionals, the experts talk with us and we read articles that they've written is that very often something's going wrong with the heart. The situation gets worse because whether male or female, they're assuming, oh, it's going to be okay. This will pass. And don't realize that the situation is as serious as it is. And sometimes people suspect that they may have had a heart attack, but they're afraid of having it confirmed. And so they don't get the treatment that they need. And sometimes it seems like things just kind of work their way out, work themselves out. And it's interesting that there are times when people go to get a checkup for one reason or another, and the physician discovers that the person indeed at some point in the past actually indeed had a heart attack. But at other times, the situation becomes so dire that the person has to seek medical attention right now. And it is discovered that they may be in the process of having their second of three heart attacks. Two have passed, and they're experiencing another one now. We need to get that attention. Someone experiences something in the head. Turns out they've had a stroke. And time is of the essence in getting it treated. May not feel our best emotionally, psychologically, when we go to get our bodies checked out. But it's what's necessary if we're going to do what we can to have the best quality of life that we can possibly have from that point on. Well, same thing when it comes to our minds, our brains, our emotional health, our mental health. If there's something going wrong, generally speaking, the sooner we get help, the better. So I do want to encourage you, don't allow yourselves to be overwhelmed by concerns about embarrassment, shame, etc. when seeking professional help when it comes to the care, the health, the well-being of our minds. Again, a major event that will be focusing on borderline personality disorder will be held at the Health Sciences Building of Augusta University's Medical College of Georgia, again located on St. Sebastian Way. And so if you're on Walton Way, you turn either left or right, depending on which direction you're coming from, down that road that takes you right between University Hospital's property on your left and MCG's property on your right. You can, of course, approach St. Sebastian Way from Laney Walker Boulevard and make the right or left turn depending on which direction you're coming from. I definitely want you to do what you can to take good care of your minds. Encourage those you love to take good care of their minds. One way might be by inviting someone to attend the event that will focus on borderline personality disorder, again taking place Tuesday, May 24th at 7 p.m. All right. Tomorrow, I want to reacquaint you with Dr. Teresa Ghilarducci, who is going to speak with us about retirement planning, how you can have enough money to retire well. Sunday, Dr. Stephanie Brown is going to be talking about addictions. And for spiritual perspectives on Sunday, the focus is going to be on riches. More at www.speakingwith.com. And I want to encourage you again, don't let pride, shame, guilt, anything like that stand in the way of you doing your best to have the best mental health you can have. Think about how good it will be for your loved ones when your mental health is at its best. And of course, that's just one more way for you to let some of life's best moments come to you, so that you can then let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.